Shalom, everyone. Welcome to the creative part of the Feast of Tabernacles, the exhibition part, and the final event, really, before the candle ceremony. So let's begin this ceremony or this event, as we all do, by closing our, or as we do with all of them, by closing our eyes, and coming together as one and being prepared to allow God to come through each of us and give our talents in the most talented way possible. Shalom, shalom. So this is the 2010 Feast of Tabernacles Talent Night celebration, and we're here to see what everyone does best, and what creativity everyone can show, and whatever they've been inspired to do by the feast. I hope everyone's enjoyed the feast. I certainly have. And whatever it's inspired them to try and create, and however they feel that they could express devotion the best, I guess, or something like that. Maybe I should stop being profound and stop trying to be profound and let it get going. So we have no set schedule for this today, and so it's basically whoever wants to do it at whatever time they want, and that's it. So if you have a talent, you can just grab the mic. If you want to raise your hand first, if you're a little, one of those type of hand-raising people, then you can do that. And otherwise, just go ahead and let's get it started. So let's hear some talents. Saloom.
All right, I'll step up to the mic and go first. I hope you can hear me, that there's good sound. I hope I'm ready for this because I'm going to sing a song. Pretend like I went first. That's great. That's great. Okay, so Isaac went and now Kiosha's going to go. I'm actually going to sing a song. I added on to it. It's from a song from a previous feast, and I want to post it, the words for everyone. Not because it's so complicated, but sometimes when someone's singing, if you're not haven't heard it before, it's hard to know exactly all the words, so I thought I'd post them. Okay. Oh, thanks to God. Oh, thanks to God. To God the glory. To God the glory. To God the glory. Let all thanks go to God. His grace, it fills the feast. His grace, it fills the feast. To God the glory, to God the glory, to God the glory. Let all thanks go to God. Love him with all your heart. Love him with all your heart. To God the glory, to God the glory, to God the glory. Let all thanks go to God. Everyone sing along. All thanks, all thanks to God. All thanks, all thanks to God. To God the glory, to God the glory, to God the glory. Let all thanks go to God. And I have one more really brief thing to share. That was fun. And I'm sorry, I know my voice goes on and off a little bit. It's not perfect, but the heart was there. So I just wanted to share something that I love that I saw in a sign that, of really focusing me on God. And it was, you know, a lot of times we have battles during the year that we're having to deal with. And I saw this sign that said, God will fight for you. All you have to do is be still. So that's what I'm hoping my other talent will be, is to be able to meditate and be very still. All thanks to God.
To God the glory, to God the glory, to God... Oh, sorry. Okay, that was great. Next talent. Thanks, God. I don't want to get in the way. Go ahead.
Salam, everyone. Well, I can try to go ahead next. I was thinking the last few weeks about what I was going to do for talent night, and my conclusion was that probably my main talent, you could call it talent, is gardening, and that's my love. And so I have a little box in front of me of some vegetables. So this is called Lessons from the Garden, and it's all to glorify God only. God is the greatest, and all glory goes to Him. So here in this little box we have some tomatoes. Here's a round red tomato, and here's it's called a yellow pear tomato. It's really beautiful. They're about the same size, and it sits on the plant like a teardrop. That's what it looks to me like a teardrop sitting there, thanking God from devotion for being alive and for being there. And, you know, it's fascinating about these tomatoes. There's 7,500 varieties of tomatoes in the world. I guess that's almost as many different branches of Christianity there are in the world. No, when I looked up in Wikipedia, there's 33,820 branches of Christianity. So the tomatoes have a little ways to go. Can you imagine? And they all claim that they know Christ. Pretty amazing that there's that many branches of Christianity. And these tomatoes get along fine in the garden. The yellow tomato isn't yelling at the red tomato saying, you all should be yellow. And the red tomato says, no, you should all be round and red. Nah, they get along just fine. They sit in the garden right next to each other, and they enjoy the sun and the water and the soil that God gives them. Same thing with cucumbers. Here's a long oriental cucumber. And if you take a ruler and you measure it, I'd say it's a foot and a half. It's like 18 inches long. And here's a round lemon cucumber, and it looks like a lemon. It actually does. And you know, that's the scientific part. You want to measure it, and like my Chiji says, the yogi comes along and takes a bite of it and says, ah, that is good. The scientist comes along and just measures it. But these two cucumbers, they sit right next to each other in the garden, and they do very well. They're not fighting. Also, they're not fighting at each other. Part of organic gardening is companion planting, where you plant something and then plant something else, and they help each other grow. It's a fascinating relationship. And you see that in the human world too, don't you, all over. Oh no, I guess we don't see it in the human world. That's really too bad, because it makes a lot of sense. If you plant this basil next to the tomatoes, actually both taste better. They thrive off of each other's energy, and the basil tastes better, and the tomatoes taste better, and I sure wish we could learn by examples like this in nature. Here's a very long pimento pepper. It's absolutely beautiful. It is bright red, and let's see, I think it's about 8 inches long. It's gorgeous. And the interesting thing about this pimento pepper is that when it was planted in the spring, it was a plant, and it grew these green peppers. And they never turned red, and they never turned red, and they never turned red, and they never turned red. And suddenly, right before the feast, we had probably 7 of these red pimento peppers. So patience, you know, patience in the garden. Patience for our spiritual progress. Patience for things that will happen that will help the mission go. I guess we all have to develop patience, because eventually these peppers turned red, and they're delicious. They're very sweet and nice. Here's a bunch of dill. This is actually getting ready to seed. It's actually the stalk, the seed stalk from the dill. So you have all the dill. It's kind of feathery, and then this comes through, and it looks like it's beautiful. It looks like a starburst, kind of a burst of brown stalks, and at the very end of the stalks are some seeds. And if you shake it, kind of like the wind does, the seeds end up all over your desk and on your keyboard and on the floor. That's not where the seeds are supposed to go. And it makes you think about the parable that Isa the Christ gave us, where he talks about the seed and whether it goes to good ground or not good ground. These seeds don't belong here. They belong in the good ground, not on the hard desk, but on very soft soil that will grow the seed for great, great results. Now, here's some mint. And everybody knows how wonderful mint is. Mint is very useful. It helps your digestion. It makes a wonderful tea. It's very cooling in different meals. But what's interesting is you can't plant mint in the garden. If you plant mint in the garden, it's going to take over your whole garden. It's very invasive, kind of like the ego, kind of like sin. It starts with just a little bit, and pretty soon it ends up all over your garden, entangled underground, almost impossible to get out. So it's probably better not to plant it in your garden, but keep it in a pot, just like Machiji teaches us about those wild horses, the desires, the tendencies of the chakras. It's better to keep them in the pot or tame the wild horses so they don't ruin your life, but they're useful for you. And that's how the mint is. You put it in a pot. It's not in the soil. It's not going to ruin your garden, but it's very useful. One day I was out there, and there was a praying mantis in the garden. Have you ever seen a praying mantis? They are the most beautiful animals. They're just so interesting. The movie that we saw Saturday night talked about the movements of the praying mantis, and he sits there, and he just rocks back and forth in the rhythm. In fact, I started singing Hari Om, Sherry hung to him, and he was just kind of rocking and rocking and rocking. And next thing I know, a wasp came around. A wasp was flying around, and that's when I decided I better go to another part of the garden, and they came back. And what do you think? But the praying mantis had the wasp in its hand, and it was actually eating it. Amazing to me. How did he catch the wasp? The last thing I saw, he was, you know, rocking back and forth, and he ate up that wasp, and it made me think about just grabbing your impurities, you know. Made me think about actually Christ was crucified as an example for us to overcome our lower nature, and no kidding around. I mean, just kind of grab those impurities and munch them up and let it be done. And lastly, here's a couple watermelons. These are called Alibaba watermelon, and they're seeds from Turkey. They're very old seeds. Of course, they're not hybrid. They're seeds that we can plant over and over again. And kind of interesting. Maybe if Nader Shah, the king, Nader Shah that was in Iran. And he was Turkish. Maybe if he had some of this watermelon, he wouldn't have started killing his family. But, you know, God is so incredible. If Nader Shah hadn't started killing his family and causing his family to disperse, then Maitreya's ancestors never would have come to the village. And that's the genealogy that Maitreya has. And so Maitreya's ancestors had to come to the village and kind of hide. And that's where Maitreya's mother and father are from. So it's kind of fascinating how God works. But let's open up this Alibaba watermelon and see what's in here. Oh my golly, it's actually a watermelon. It's beautiful. It's pink, and there's seeds in there. And we can, like I said, that's an amazing system that God's given us, that we can take these seeds and keep them for next year and plant them over and over again. Can you imagine how ancient this watermelon is? And there's seeds of hope, and there's seeds of progress, and there's seeds of peace for humanity. And oh, here's one seed. It's a white seed. It's not the regular black watermelon seed. And this seed is a seed of doubt, and that's not going to produce anything. That gets thrown out. So let's get rid of all the seeds that will not produce anything, and let's just develop the seeds that will produce something. So really, there's no talent on my part to be a gardener. the master gardener is really the talented one, and praise be to God forever. And thank you, Maitreya, for everything that you've given us, for guidance and holiness, and thank you. Salam.
Well, I asked for creativity. I can't say that. Now I need to figure out what lessons the computer can teach me in hip-hop music, and I have to do that for the next one. That was amazing, Sarah G. Only if you pick out all the seeds of doubt, then I'll eat it. Yeah, I guess that goes to show that even if your talent doesn't seem to be something that you can transfer over the internet, you can figure out a way. Definitely, no question. If someone else has a talent, please go ahead. Well, I didn't have time to really make a talent for the feast over the course of this year or anything. But I guess I could share a story that I made up a long time ago, when I was a kid, maybe 6th grade or 7th grade, and I think you guys might enjoy it, maybe. And I don't have the actual story, I wrote it down at some point, but I can't find it, but I remember the gist of it, so I'll tell it to you really quickly. And the story came about when me and my trainer were talking about how Easter could have come out of Christianity. Like, how exactly did the transition occur between Christ, the Son of God, who was crucified, and a big blue bunny that jumps all over the place and lays eggs? It didn't seem very intuitive. So I made up a story to explain it. And the story goes like this. That Christ was, born into the world, and he was a prophet of God. And he spent his whole life in the service of God. And He gave the third seal, and he did all these amazing things, and eventually, he was crucified, and he returned to God. And God was pretty happy with what he did, but he had made a few mistakes. I mean, for example, he was not surrendered and submitted to God in at least two occasions. And, God is a very unforgiving God, of course, and he gets mad at little things like that. And so God said that, well, Christ, you did a pretty good job, but I'm not really satisfied, and for my punishment for you, I've decided to transform you into a big pink blue bunny, and I'm going to put the secret of human existence and the secret of pure consciousness into a bunch of strangely colored eggs, and I'm going to reincarnate you for the rest of eternity as this bunny over and over again, and you have to run around and put these eggs anywhere you can and hide them from humanity, and if humanity ever finds these eggs, then they will know the secret to existence. But that's the only way. And that's how Easter came from Christianity. So I hope you enjoy that. And please go on to the next talents. No one else has anything to share? There are other people in the room that I know have shared some beautiful things before this in other talent nights previous years. It's not too bad being up here, I promise. I guess everyone else's talent is meditation. That's what it is. So I guess we can enjoy your talent for another couple minutes. But if you don't have any other talents, then I guess we'll say salam here.
Salam. I just want to say that to participate in the Feast of Tabernacles is always a privileged moment, and to be with God and his family in a community of light. And we can see in that moment how we can all live on earth in total peace and harmony, and it is very refreshing. It is good, and I thanks God for calling me to that mission and to be with my family, spiritual family. Thanks to everyone, and it was a very great feast.
Great, Radha. I appreciate that you enjoyed it. I hope you had a good rest, and everybody else also enjoyed it. And if anybody else wants to talk about the mission and their experience this time, go ahead, and probably then we can have some testimonial if you want to. Don't have to. Nobody should do anything, but that was great that Radha picked up that, and probably that's not a bad idea. If somebody wants to say something, go ahead.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm still singing all thanks, all thanks, all thanks to God.
I got it all confused now. I'm singing like all thanks, all thanks, all thanks to Alibaba Watermelon, Green Cucumber, Yellow Tomato, all thanks to God.
That's funny.
It's good that our family has such a good sense of humor or having fun. Otherwise, it would be very difficult to the mission that is bringing a lot of tribulation to humanity, and also a lot of people, you know, don't like to be talked about tribulation, but saying everything is okay, but it's not. But anyway, as could we have sense of humor here. It's all funny.
That's exactly what I was thinking as I was singing. I was glad that everybody has a sense of humor here so they could deal with my voice. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say about the feast. Going out today, I hadn't been out since last Wednesday and Thursday when I briefly had to go out, fortunately very brief, to work. But I hadn't been out in a number of days, and it was so nice going out driving and just feeling so focused. It reminded me of all the talk of Vision Quest. It's like, gosh, you wish you could go out every day feeling that way, just being so focused, knowing with all your heart what your goal is and what you need to do. It just, everything just really clarifies during the feast. So thanks God for that.
Shalom, it's Tahara. You know how every year at the end of the feast, we always say, this was the best feast ever? Well, this is the best feast ever. Amen, Shalom, all thanks to God for this unspeakable gift of the mission of Maitreya.
Does anyone else have anything to say or any talent to give? Our talent nights always seem to be very short and sweet, but very packed full of, very intense, I guess, packed full of a lot of different things. And that's great. That's great in its own way. So I'm going to release the mic for another little while, and if nothing else comes up, then I guess this is the time to say shalom, just a little bit. Okay. Great talent night, everybody. Great feast. Enjoy the holy convocation tomorrow. I hope everyone enjoys and that everyone enjoyed, and that we're all ready and refreshed to serve God for another year. So thanks, God, and shalom, everyone.